President Donald Trump did something uncommon, though not unprecedented, when he asked all of President Obama's appointed ambassadors to resign in January. A huge number of the posts still haven't been filled, which has caused concerns among some in the foreign policy establishment. So how does that affect U.S. relations with other nations, including allies and adversaries? To talk about that, I'm joined by former U.S. Ambassador to Romania, Jim Rozsapepe. Ambassador, how important is it to fill those positions as soon as possible?
Well, it's pretty much like any organization. It's better to have slots filled with the people you want to have in the slots than not to. So in that sense, it's not that different from any other organization. You can have people fill in for short periods of time or even long periods of time, but you want to have the right people in the right places most of the time. The thing that's a little different about ambassadorships is because, obviously, they're high-visibility jobs in the countries in which they are serving. They may not be high visibility in the United States, but in the countries where the American ambassador is serving, they're pretty high visibility. Both governments and ordinary people who pay attention to these things think that if there isn't a confirmed ambassador in the job, that somehow the United States isn't showing the respect for the country that they feel they deserve.
Any reason to think there would have been fallout over the past few months because there hasn't been something? I mean, we're talking about a real sensitive adversary slash ally like China. How important is that? Or is that something that, frankly, the Secretary of State could take care of if needed?
Yes and yes. So, you know, if you have a major high-level issue or, God forbid, a crisis, the Secretary of State is going to take care of it anyway with China. So that's not really the problem. The problem is not on the big major issue or a crisis issue. It's more on the day-to-day relationships where people in another country will say, as I said, how seriously is the United States taking us if they haven't even confirmed an ambassador chosen by this president? Because that's the thing that people, it's not obvious, is this notion of being appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate is a real deal in the sense that it's looked at in other countries as, is this ambassador representing just the institution of the United States, which obviously they are, but are they also someone who has the confidence of the current president of the United States and the United States Senate? And until someone is nominated, confirmed, the foreign government is like, well, obviously they represent the United States, obviously they're serious people, but what really is their relationship with the new president?
Well, that's where we get into perception versus reality, right? So if a country thinks that maybe the U.S. is not showing proper respect or the U.S. in some ways is disorganized, can that become a reality that then the ambassador has to come in later to try to fix?
Yes, although the system is set up, as I like to say, to be kind of idiot-proof. And so the whole system of ambassadorship, of embassies, is set up with a what's called a deputy chief of mission, who is always a career diplomat, and whose terms generally overlap with the ambassador. So ambassadors generally serve for 3 years, and deputy chiefs of mission generally serve for 3 years, but they don't serve for the same 3 years. So typically, when one ambassador leaves, the deputy had been there like a year and a half and will be there for the next year and a half, so there's continuity. And the folks who are deputy chiefs of mission are very experienced foreign service officers, and they've been in the country for, you know, I'm going to say a year and a half or 2 years.
Do you see anything significant with the fact that this is an administration that, though some people are very worried about some disorganization and whatnot, that had made a lot of noise during the campaign and then after taking over to say, okay, we want to sort of shake up the institutions of government. Do you see any of that in the first 6 months of not having ambassadorships filled?
I think it's overstated. I think it's not good that we don't have more ambassadors in place. I think part of that is related to the somewhat slow pace of the administration and getting their team in the State Department in line. I think some of it is related to the Senate not moving forward on folks they have proposed. And the third piece of it, I would not blame either on Congress or on the Trump administration. I would blame it on the culture that has been created over the last, let's say, 15, 20 years of over-vetting of candidates. Think of it this way. To be president of the United States, which means you are the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, you're the chief executive, you're the head of state for the largest country in the world. As we know, you don't have to submit your financial records. You don't have to submit your medical records. You don't have to have a security investigation. To be an ambassador, as in other high-level positions in administrations, they go through your underwear drawer. The reality is that it's wildly overdone, and it takes a long, long, long time. And so part of it is just excessive bureaucracy that's kind of taken over the system.
Jim Rozapepe is the former U.S. ambassador to Romania.